I don't know whose it is though.
00 Baba 0 mobile returning. Where's Al Buxton?
Yeah, it's just out of Buxton. I'm just trying to place the place. But there is a distribution centre up there. I'd have to look it up on the map now. So I'm trying to think where it is.
Yeah, no problem. You're not around tomorrow, yeah? I'll be coming back up from here tomorrow. I'm staying overnight in Wiltshire. I'll be around on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Well, Sunday I'll be getting ready to go back to work on the Monday, but I might, think I'll get up early Friday as well, do some HF.
I'll be here tomorrow. As I say, I'm coming back on the bike tonight, you know, or early morning, should I say.
Alright, well, be late tomorrow afternoon, maybe tomorrow evening, and I'll send you a message and let you know, give you an ETA, you're getting in range of the boxes, and I'll have a natter with you then.
Yes, no problem. Well, I'll say I'll be heading back here tonight. Not leaving the dog out on her own, you know, with fireworks going off outside.
Yeah, I forgot about her. Forgot about the dog. How does PJ go on with the fireworks? Is he all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got little Jack Russell but he's mad. I say, he's had a seagull.
Oh, that's what dogs do. Mine's all right with bangs and that. It's when they start letting rockets off. Anything that hisses, she doesn't like it.
00ZPZ mobile. And he's got a quite an expensive parrot as a dog. He's had 4 seagulls and a parrot.
Oh, mine had a couple of rabbits in her younger days, but she's a little bit too slow to catch them now. And a chair leg, 2 telephones.
ZPZ mobile. I'm just asking how he got the parrot. Well, with his previous owners, they managed to, the cage got opened somehow, and he got the parrot. So unbelievable, isn't it? Eh? Well, that's what they are. That's the kind of dog they are, aren't they? It's like hunting dogs, aren't they?
Oh yeah. They used to send them down. Badger sets, didn't they, at one time? Go and hunt badgers and stuff. But, mine when she was a pup, she crunched up 2 telephones. There wasn't much left of them after she finished with them.
I've just gone past Keel Services there, Andy. Yeah, I see he's got a roof garden there that he goes out on. And I think that's how he... 2 roof gardens. They've just been connected, 2 roof gardens. But anyway, that's how he was getting them. They come down to land on there, he goes out and grabs them. So, anyway, that's what dogs do.
Yeah, 20 GCL. Well, mine used to be, she's a bit of a terror when she was a pup sort of thing, about 12 months old. She'd playing with other dogs and they'd be running round next to each other. And next thing is she'd spin round and knock the back legs out from underneath them and then pounce on them. But that's how they actually hunt prey. You have to discourage you from doing it.
Yeah. 00 Zulu Papa 0 mobile 20 GCL. I'm coming up to, do you remember Pandora's Corner on the M6?
Yeah, 20 GCL. Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then it went from Pandora's Corner to, that play James Earlham's. Do you remember James Earlham's? They got it. I think it's Steady Eddie has the wagons in there now.
Yeah, they all sort of change hands every few years, don't they? You know, as the business improves or decreases in certain areas, they all seem to swap around and change.
Well, I think Stobart's bought Earlham's out, didn't they? That's why. I don't know why I'm so P&O there, they just moved out, I think. Because P&O's still going, you still see the trailers around, don't they? Hey, what does that stand for, that P&O, do you know? I've racked my brains, I can't work out what the P&O stands for. Is it Paris Ostend or something like that? I don't know.
I'm sure it's Palestinian and Orient or something.
Is it? You know, I've had a look on the internet and everything to try and see if we can find it. I just wondered what the P and the O stood for.
Yeah, I'm sure it's Palestine and Orient.
Mike 00 Fabio Zulu Mobile. All the years I've been on the road with trucks, they were over 30 odd years. You see them up and down. I've often wondered what it stood for, like. Yeah, Stobart's got this place now. All his wagons are in there. It's a prime location for him, right by the M6.
There, 20 GCL. Well, mate of mine used to drive for Franz Mass. And he was all over Europe, Eastern Europe, the lot.
Did Franz Mass, didn't they have a depot up in Bredbury?
Break acknowledged. Yeah, I'm not sure where the depot was, yeah, he used to work for him. He was all over Europe and that. I'll pass it over to the break station from 20 GCL. Doing on here? Afternoon, Nigel.